This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, we all waste time in different ways at work, maybe on Twitter or Facebook, or perhaps a quick game of Angry Birds while the boss isn't looking. But columnist Lucy Kellaway at the Financial Times has been looking into some research that says time wasting like that can actually be beneficial. She joins us now from London. Good morning.
Good morning.
So are you telling me that all of the things that we do that we think we're wasting time doing are in fact not a waste of time?
Well, I've just been reading something written by a computer games expert called James McGonigal, and she has this theory that certain sorts of time wasting actually help us build resilience. So there may be hope for all of us who spend our lives playing Angry Birds and wasting time in that sort of way.
Wait, so you mean when I play Angry Birds or Temple Run or Tetris or whatever, that I'm in fact helping myself?
Yeah, it goes like this. One of the ways of building resilience is to make ourselves more emotionally sharp. She reckons that we need to have three bursts of positive emotional time wasting balanced by one of negative. So what you need to do is look at lots of cutesy pictures on the internet of sort of puppies and kittens and balance that with the aggression of doing some damage on Angry Birds. And that should leave you in just the right sort of state of emotion. Emotional balance to get on with your work.
Will you actually do work better if you do this?
Well, supposedly it's meant to make you more resilient. She also suggests all sorts of other things, which I must say I'm equally skeptical about. One of them is that you need to build your social resilience. And she suggests that when you shake hands with somebody, instead of just giving it a brief shake, you go on for 6 seconds. Now, I suggest you try that. I did on a colleague and I said, does that, you know, make you feel more socially resilient? He said, no, it makes me feel like I've just been harassed.
And wasted 6 seconds, perhaps.
And wasted 6 seconds. Which none of us can afford to waste these days, let's face it.
Lucy Kellaway, columnist with the Financial Times, thanks as always.
Thank you.